Darling, you can Skype them anytime.
Well, it's not that. I just can't believe that they would rather be with that slime bucket than their own mother. I mean, what have I ever done?
They're children. They just want their friends, their school. If you offered to stay there instead, I'm sure they would want to be with you.
I did.
What? Can you check that road on the left for me, love?
I did offer to stay there.
You? But what did they say?
No. They like his new girlfriend. She makes them loom bands and takes them to the juice bar and rollerblading.
I suppose you aren't really into those kind of things.
Well, not everyone is a maternal, perfect, size 10 superwoman.
Don't get bitter.
Anyway, it's better here. You and I can spend some proper time together.
Yes, that would be nice.
Oh, Mum, are you crying?
No, it's just I've had dry eyes lately.
Oh, you can't fool me, Mum. Come on. It's Dad, isn't it? I wish you could take my advice, Mum, and get out. It can be done, and you'd be so much happier.
No. Actually, your father has been quite nice to me. I'm sorry. I've just been a bit low lately. It's silly, really.
Like, what do you mean, low?
I just feel like life is pointless. No one really needs me except a vet shirt, some fine matching cufflinks. I don't have any friends, apart from a single mum. I'm flabby and old.
Mum, you stop all this negative talk. I need you. Dad needs you. You're a brilliant student and you're going to be an incredible psychologist.
Oh, I'm never going to get through that degree. It's 6 more years. I'll be ancient by then.
You will do it. I think you're amazing, Mum. Now, come on, snap out of it. I'm back now and we've got our TMAs to write.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm so behind, Louise. I thought over the break I'd have ages. And I've tried reading, but nothing's going in and it's due, like, really soon.
Well, Mum, same here. See, we're a good pair. Right, we need supplies and a late night with our computers.
Oh, that reminds me, I need to pick up dinner. Okay, let's stop at the next M&S services and get some things. I'm glad you're home, darling. And I'm sorry I never even asked you about whether everything was sorted.
Well, Mike has agreed to unfreeze my assets, so at least I've got money again. Funnily enough, I think his girlfriend was the one who really wanted to avoid the divorce becoming really acrimonious. I think Mike was steeling himself for a good fight with me.
And are you solvent?
Well, for now, yes. One thing I'd say about Mike is he made some very good investments, and he's agreed that I should have my share. He was really pleased about my university course, too. Much more supportive than when we lived together. It was a bit of a shock.
Oh, I'm glad things are working out for you. I wouldn't want to leave with you in a mess.
Leave? What do you mean, leave? Where are you going?
Nowhere. I don't know why I said that. Oh, look. There's a Mark's there. Let's stop and get some food.
Now, mate, I really like what you've done with your room. Looks like you're settling in well. You got rid of all the ferret droppings, then?
Ferret droppings? Anyway, I just wondered whether I could have a shelf up here.
A shelf? What, put your books on? No problem, I'll build you one tonight.
Oh, you don't have to build one?
Nah, it's no bother at all. Consider it done. That pillow looks very comfortable. Mind if I borrow it?
What?
Your pillow. Can I borrow it? Only I've been getting a really sore neck overnight.
Well, look, I got it at Debenham, so I'll pick you up one when I'm at the library today, okay? And you can do the shelf for me and we'll call it quits.
Oh, well, yeah. Good plan. I'd appreciate that. So you're out? How long will you be?
Oh, just a couple of hours. No work today?
Nah, day off today. I'll see you later then. Oh, I'm planning on going out too. I probably won't be in your room at all while you're out. I'm off to the post office.
Are you okay, Niche?
No, I'm not.
Oh, what's up?
My TMA was due yesterday. I didn't put it in.
Oh, dear. Why not?
Because I haven't started it.
What? Why?
Just Christmas and all the family around, and it's really, really boring one, and I don't really understand it all.
So, what are you going to do?
What do you mean?
Well, can't you do something? Like last time when you spoke to your tutor and he gave you an extension, didn't he?
Well, yeah. But he's going to think I'm such a... I mean, I've got to be the worst student in the entire world. I mean, you.
You're not a bad student. Okay, well, maybe a bit. But I'm sure he's seen worse.
He's going to love you and your highlighters and colour-coordinated stationery.
I'm sure there's more than just one tutor. Anyway, what are your options about the assignment?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm just going to pack it all in.
Niche, you can't do that. Work or paying? What are you going to say to HR if you just stop? Like, thanks for the opportunity, but I just couldn't be...
Oh, that is a point. Okay, so, plan?
Right. Well, I do happen to know about this. For this module, there is one assignment that you can substitute, so you need to find out if this is one of them, and if it is, then you don't need to do anything.
What? Substitute? How on earth would you know that?
Yeah, on some of the modules, you get one go to not submit anything.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I'll call the OU and see if this is one of them.
Or you could look it up yourself on the website. Here, I'll do it from my student homepage.
Trust you. Okay, so what does it say?
Yep, TMA3 is substitutable, but they don't advise substituting unless you really need to.
Well, I really need to.
Okay. Hey, why don't you call your tutor anyway and see what he says?
He doesn't want to hear from me.
Well, email him then and see if he responds. I bet he will.
I suppose. Okay, here. I'll email him now.
Good. So let's see what happens.
Right. So, hammer, wood, nails, everything I need for a shelf. And young Jack is out for a bit, so a good chance to nick his pillowcase. Problem is, how will he not notice? Ah, I got it.
Oh, Dave, that is fantastic. My shelf.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. I spilled some oil on your pillowcase. Anyway, I took it off and I'll get it washed for you.
Oh, there was no need. And I got your pillow.
Fabulous. Nice one. Well, I'll tell you what, to celebrate, I'll pop out and pick up a Chinese. Not like a Chinese woman, obviously. Well, unless there's any nice ones hanging around, in which case there's a tin of baked beans in the cupboard.
Dave, does it ever occur to you to engage your brain before your mouth?
Chow mein good for you? I ain't buying no meat, though.
Fine. I'm going to put some books on my new shelf. Mm-hmm. Just pop. Ah!